Hey everybody, hope you enjoyed the season one finale. We've got a follow-up episode of The Aftermath. A little quick one for you, but it adds some depth and detail, so what you can expect going into season two. If you enjoy this mini episode, we've got 10 other mini episodes on our Patreon right now. Go to patreon.com/howidied, one word, for all those bonus episodes and bonus content. During the off season, we're going to keep putting out stuff for patrons only. So if you love this show and you want to help us fund season two, head over to patreon.com to check out all of the stuff that we're putting together. We've got a mini series from the perspective of Sheriff Crowley coming out very shortly, early November. We're going to see the alternate side of things as she chases down a potential serial killer. So it's going to be fantastic. I loved putting it together. I can't wait for you guys to hear it, but again, that's only for patrons. So by pledging $1 or more per month, I will send you a personal thank you note, a sticker in the mail, and you will get access to all of this bonus content that's coming out between now and season two. So check it out. Really, really appreciate you going over to take a look. Even if you can't support the show monetarily, I still appreciate you listening to all of these and enjoying How I Died. So enjoy this bonus mini episode to see what you're going to be looking forward to in season two. I will be back with some updates and other things on this feed, as well as some commentaries on the episodes between now and the end of the year. So make sure you stay subscribed, and we will see you shortly with a bunch of new information. Enjoy, and until you hear from me next time, try not to die.
Jeez. This lab is a crime scene now. John and Curtis. What happened down here? There's blood everywhere. All over Spacer's papers and... this damn recorder. Could have gotten any of this incident on tape.
It's my belief that someone, or potentially the entire town itself, does not want the Springfield Corporation and its effects on the town to be brought to light. I plan to launch a full investigation into case files between the years of 1989 and 2015.
I knew he was up to something.
The investigation, along with these audio logs, will be submitted to the Federal Bureau of Investigation for further review on the mishandling of evidence and potential cover-up, hopefully leading to the injunction of Springfield County Hospital and the Sheriff's Department.
That son of a bitch!